WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Motorists headed to A&M today are advised to stay off George Bush Drive, which will be reduced to one lane between Dexter Drive and Timber Street. Delays are expected as a tree is being cut down. A news release from the city of College Station expects the project will be completed by 1:30. Alternate routes include Holloman Drive and Southwest Parkway. College Station police responded to three reports of gunfire over the weekend. Two of the three incidents resulted in arrests. Still sought is the one responsible for shooting someone Friday night in the Southgate Village Apartments. The only information released by police is that an unidentified altercation led to a person being shot. The person who was hit was treated for non-life-threatening injuries at the Med, then released. More gunfire was heard Friday night in Northgate. Police learned an argument over a man's New York accent led him to go get a handgun from his car and fire one shot into the air. This was in the parking lot of Fuego's. Officers found 23-year-old Alfonso Marcel inside the restaurant. He was arrested for discharging a firearm and public intoxication. And on Saturday morning in the University Acres fourplex development, police were on their way to check out a verbal argument among residents when they received multiple reports of gunfire. 23-year-old Jeremy Arender was arrested for firing three shots off his front porch and tampering with evidence by throwing away the gun in the woods behind his backyard. Two men from out of town were arrested for three vehicle burglaries in College Station's Edelweiss Gardens neighborhood. Yesterday morning before sunrise, police were sent to the area of Oldenburg and Klein for the report of the men walking down the street attempting to open car doors. Officers found property abandoned and the suspects were found hiding a short distance away. 22-year-old Jordan Riddle of Conroe and 20-year-old David Kaito of the Woodlands were arrested for burglary. Kaito was also charged with drug possession. The stolen property was returned to the owners. Each year, Kiplinger's magazine does a top 10 cities list. This year's theme was metropolitan areas under 1 million in population. Bryan College Station was ranked third. Editor Mark Woino, who visited the Twin Cities, says job growth was among the reasons for the high ranking.
Not only the students who graduate from Texas A&M, but also for people that are coming in from other parts of the state and the country for that matter too. The medical industry has not only just in research but also in hospitals and human, plant, and animal care have scored really high points for us.
Three of the top five cities represent the Southeastern Conference. Little Rock was first and Columbia, South Carolina, fifth. Online at WTAW.com is more information about this year's list, including a link to the story. Brazos County District Court Judge J.D. Langley is not seeking re-election. Langley says thanks to voters, he's been elected through eight election cycles, serving six terms, and he says serving the public has been a joy.
I have thoroughly enjoyed all the different aspects and look forward to continuing to do that in some capacity one way or another for the rest of my days here.
Langley says his favorite cases were granting adoptions and U.S. citizenship, and people still stop him years later in the grocery store smiling about it. His 35 years of past public service include work as a Marine, lawyer, and judge in two courts. For the future, Langley is considering taking his senior judge status, practicing law privately, or becoming a full-time educator, among other options. This morning, motorists who drive around railroad crossings with the gates down might get a visitor. Union Pacific Railroad has invited local law enforcement to ride trains. The UP's Raquel Espinosa says the one-day campaign follows three collisions earlier this year.
If they are disregarding any motor laws that are in place to protect us from any possible collision with the train, then the officers will pull the driver over and possibly issue a citation.
The patrol will be riding train engines on the tracks parallel to Welburn between Rock Prairie and F&B Road in College Station. There's been no disagreement in the Texas House and Senate of a need for more highway money. Today, lawmakers are supposed to agree on a proposed constitutional amendment. Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station is glad to have legislation in the second special session that is more than what he called a Band-Aid in the first special.
You look at my district, I was in Marlin after session, and 77 has issues, 35 and 6. We've got some big needs that we need to address, and this legislation will do that once the Senate and the House come to some sort of an agreement.
Last Friday, legislative leaders say they reached an agreement that, if approved by voters, would spend almost $850 million on non-toll roads and bridges and keep a minimum amount in the rainy day fund. And if you visited Galveston over the weekend, you were surprised by a first-ever charge to park along parts of the seawall. Also, there are no parking meters. Police Chief Henry Pareto says you pay online.
It is actually more efficient because it reduces the need for labor. It's also an accounting issue where the money is secure from the beginning.
The cost is $1 an hour, $8 a day, or $25 per year. WTAW News Time is 8:12. It's 79 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids, relax. It's done.
July is firecracker hot, but the specials at Rattlers are even hotter, and they're good all month long. Grab any roller grill item like hot dogs, sausages, and tornadoes, two for a dollar. Wash it down with any size flavored fountain drink, only 79 cents. When the workday's done, be sure to pick up a 12-pack of any of the family of beers from Bud, Miller, and Coors for only $10.99. Rattlers, where it's July hot all the time. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Good morning, 8:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird, go to BrazosBounty.com.
Through today, mostly sunny skies and rather hot with high temperatures near 100 during this afternoon. A bit breezy as well. We'll have generally clear skies through tonight. Low temperature by morning, 75 to 79 degrees. More sunny hot weather during the day Tuesday. A bit breezy with a high near 100. We'll drop to 74 to 78 at night. And again, close to 100 with lots of sunshine during Wednesday. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. Good morning. It's 8:13. A new computer model that simulates periods of mental wandering may give scientists clues about how our brains work specifically. I'm paying attention. The model shows how our brain cells communicate when our minds are either engaged or idle. You daydream less as you get older. Daydreaming is often about anticipating the future.
So do you not anticipate the future when you're older?
Young men often have power fantasies, okay, of what they would do if they were a superhero or whatever. But as people get older, the amount of time that they spend daydreaming decreases, possibly because, again, they don't have that much future.
Well, as they get older, they have daydreams about night things in the middle of the afternoon.
Oh, listen to you. Wow. Ronnie Millsap. There you go.
Thank you.
Daydreaming makes you forget what you were doing. If people are asked to daydream about the past, for instance, they tend to forget what they were doing before the daydream started.
Huh.
The type of daydream also affects how much you forget. Daydreaming makes you more creative. Many times the dialogue that occurs when the daydreaming mind cycles through different parts of the brain accesses information that was dormant or maybe out of reach. Likewise, the daydreaming mind may make an association between bits of information that the person never considered in that particular way. That's how ideas are born.
Now,
right?
You say dialogue, though, so is daydreaming something positive, or is it like when you're having a conversation with someone and you're defending yourself, or you fight with someone in your head, or something?
I don't know.
Like that?
Well, I mean, I guess it could be any of those things. What they're basically just saying is that in daydreaming, your mind is engaged in some way. It doesn't, I guess, they're not giving the methodology to say, were they supposed to be doing something else and they were daydreaming?
Or what I mean is there a difference between a daydream and like a daymare or something, you know?
A daymare.
Well, I don't know.
As opposed to a day stud or...
Yeah, very good. I don't know. If I were just thinking about it, I would think that because it's a daydream, you might consciously have more control over it being something pleasant.
For sure.
I don't think you're going to daydream negative things.
Thought through, like you have an argument with someone and then you... imagine what you should have said, or then you imagine what you're going to say, or all these things you wanted to say, but then you probably will never say them, so you just do them in your head.
Probably from being on the radio so long, I just have that shortcut from my brain to my mouth, which is probably sometimes good and sometimes bad. But
talking about, you know, daydreaming about fostering kittens, which I have done before.
Okay, what daydreamed or actually done that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, both. I've never done it.
Or daydreamed about fostering kittens.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No, I haven't done that. Anyway, but the idea is that you possibly associate things that you wouldn't have before. And, of course, that's how ideas are born, you know, which is a good thing from that standpoint. Okay, why were Adam and Eve, the happiest married couple ever?
I don't know. Why
that's
were
a loaded
Adam and
question.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Kevin.
You want to keep going?
Yeah.
Were Adam and Eve the happiest couple ever?
Neither of them had in-laws.
Oh!
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Wait. I thought Bad Jokes was Friday.
Neither of them had in-laws.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, neither of them had in-laws. Yeah. That's supposed to be my rim shot right there. Where's my rim shot? Could I have my rim shot?
At least you didn't pull up Bambi.
Yeah, I didn't. Well, that's not working now. The crickets work. Bambi?
We're going to need help.
Bambi
let me go
works, so, let me... okay. All right. I thought my rim shot was right there. Okay. Well,
that's okay.
I know. Life full of small disappointments.
We can always make them.
There you go. So now, did you have a story about a guy who shot a gun in the air after people made fun of his New York accent? Is that right?
Yeah.
What's the matter for you, huh?
I would have liked to have heard that conversation. I mean...
Well, he was also intoxicated in public.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
In that vein, there was another story earlier in the week in Bryan where a guy and his roommate got to fight over the last beer.
Yeah! Do we know what kind it was?
No, didn't say.
Had to be something good.
No, it didn't. That's what I mean. That would speak volume.
I'm thinking Old Mud.
Be nice if we could find out. An Arizona woman, did you hear about this last week, was so disturbed at finding a chicken foot in a package of chicken breasts at her local Safeway, she tweeted a photo and alerted the media.
It's
"Hey, Safeway," tweeted the Southern girl at heart, Lindsay of Phoenix. "Does this look like chicken breast to you? I'm vomiting." Lindsay is apparently unaware that chicken breast is not just a lump of meat running around in the barnyard. Obviously, there has to be a foot involved there at some point.
A couple of generally.
Yep.
And later. Why can't you just throw the foot away?
Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking. It's still chicken, right? It's not
parts
like you're going to eat the... Yeah.
No, and
parts
you can
is parts.
Tell.
And you're not going to eat the breast raw. You're going
to
cook it.
No, the question is, how did she manage to buy a package since you can see through the package?
Well, it could have been on the bottom.
It could have been underneath the chicken breast.
Yeah, it could have been down there. Anyway, saying she was shocked and disgusted by what she saw.
That's
immediately
silly.
Contacted the store manager, had it removed. She went back a little later, saw the chicken foot was still sitting there among the other chicken body parts. Quickly alerted the news media. Safeway reached out to her. whacked her upside the head and said they'd take care of it.
Hey. Yeah, no, I would understand being outraged and shocked. Like, if it's already in your mouth and you don't know what it is. Like, one time I was eating black-eyed peas during Thanksgiving, watching TV, and there was something crunchy, and I pulled out my spoon. It was a big, gigantic grasshopper head staring me back in the face.
Oh, but it was cooked, so it's okay.
It was so gross.
Yeah. Well,
I couldn't eat black-eyed peas for a while, but I love them. I went
protein.
Back to it. I didn't sue the bean company.
So what you were doing, that's what you get for eating while you're watching television.
I think so. It was my own, you know.
That's right. Should have been paying attention
shame
to that.
Shame on me.
You guys ever read Freakonomics?
I know of it. I mean, I haven't read the book, no.
Well, and it's they do a little excerpt for things like that in the New York Post.
Yeah.
The greatest hamburger ever. The greatest food ever.
Okay.
In the history of mankind,
okay,
the McDouble.
I don't know what that is.
It's according to this, it's the McDouble. Putting aside your feeling for fast food,
was this done before the pretzel bacon burger?
Yeah, well, yeah, I would assume so. But it's you get calories, protein, calcium, fiber, a couple vegetables. Each one has 390 calories, 50% of your daily protein, 20% of your daily calcium, 7% of your daily fiber. Cost a buck.
Oh,
so really?
It is the best meal that you can get, period.
McDonald's
so
double.
It's one of their baby hamburgers, but it's two meat patties.
Yep.
Is that it?
The McDouble. The runner-up was boiled lentils.
Oh, I don't think so.
What restaurant's that at?
You can get the McDouble or boiled lentils.
Yeah.
I'm going for the McDouble every time.
By the way, this week, one lucky unnamed celebrity will be the first person to eat a hamburger made entirely out of meat grown in a lab.
Goo.
At a location in London, the 5-ounce Synthetto Burger, made with meat grown from a cow's stem cells, will make its first appearance at a part of a major culinary festival. It costs $330,000 to develop the burger in the Netherlands. Scientists say that it is possible the meat will be sold to the public within 10 years. It's also reduced the amount of feed, water, and fuel that's needed to produce beef. Every pound of meat requires 10 pounds of plant feed and oil, but cultured meat only needs 2.
Okay. One step closer to Star Trek.
Cultured meat.
But how is it going to taste? Because part of the reason it tastes the way it does is what the cow ate.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, and then fat content.
Yeah.
I mean, now, is it making a cow? Is that what they did? They used the stem cells and they made a whole cow?
That would be cloning then, wouldn't it?
No, I think they just built a part, like how you can grow an ear and put it on a rat.
Oh, okay. So they made a glob of muscle?
Yeah, I think they just, glommed it in there, as you would say, and it just grew up into a big amorphous blob.
If they're going to do that, then I want Kobe.
Yeah, right. Why?
Why would I want big, man?
Why would I want bad meat if it's going to be like that? Okay.
Well, we'll see what the celebrity says.
Customers at a downtown Edmonton and Alberta Tim Hortons were more than a little suspicious when staff members told them their coffee was free of charge thanks to a mysterious stranger.
Uh-oh.
It was true. No. Some guy entered the store and asked to pay in advance for large coffees for the next 500 customers, no questions asked.
Wow.
An employee said they asked the man his name. He said, nah, doesn't matter. He reportedly didn't bat an eyelash. Total came to $875.
Whew.
But it was Chuck Norris.
There you go. Speaking of Chuck Norris, I have, let me find it. Okay, that's facts about coffee. I have
strong and dark. That could be Chuck Norris.
I do. I have a Chuck. Okay, here we go. Oh, but we need the music. Wait.
I'm trying to find other music for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well.
That's some good music with punch sounds.
No, we don't need any punch sounds.
Tornado kicks.
No. Here, come on. Let's see.
Now there you go.
It's the Walker Texas Ranger theme song.
Oh, okay. So,
did you know he sings that himself?
Does he?
In the eyes of a ranger.
That's his voice.
The unsuspecting stranger. Had better know the truth of wrong from right.
Okay, that's enough. Thank you.
I was just trying to fill the gap.
Thank
man.
You. Okay, so here we go. 1.2 million. Oh, well, I didn't find it. I left it. Let me. Wait, I got to go find it. Go ahead. You can have
I actually really enjoyed the original song. It's like a very 80s kind of synthesized song.
That's where the Rangers gonna be.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is that it? That's the whole thing?
All 42 seconds of it.
That's it. That's why he didn't sing long. All right. Let me see.
Little Chuck Norris can't sing. Lounge music.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's good.
What does this mean?
So here we go. Chuck Norris doesn't just hawk the Total Gym XLS home gym in infomercials. He actually has one in his fitness room. The fitness room and the rest of the house can be yours for $1.2 million. There are shutters on the window that Chuck Norris opens during storms so tornadoes and lightning will see him and flee. The antlers on the wall are from animals he has chased down by foot. He has a cheetah-printed rug on the floor. Chuck Norris may hunt alone, but he doesn't shop alone. He bought this house along with his brother Aaron. These two chairs right here used to be the same size. One shrank from fear because Chuck Norris kept walking by and sitting in it. Chuck Norris decorates his bathroom with ceramic flowers, and nobody makes fun of him. Nobody. And Chuck Norris knows when you feed his dog under the table because Chuck Norris has powerful senses and also because his dining room table has a glass top. So there you go.
That's really silly.
I just think it's great.
I have like a cramp from smiling.
All right, there we go. It's a smile cramp. It's 8:24.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serve serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
The caution flags are out on Wall Street this morning. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The futures suggest stocks may start out a little lower this morning. We don't expect a lot of market-steering news today. A realtor's report on pending home sales is the only item on the economic calendar, but there will be a lot for investors to consider this week, with a two-day Fed meeting opening tomorrow, the first estimate of second-quarter economic growth being released on Wednesday, and the monthly employment report coming out on Friday. Three international mergers will get investors' attention today. The American advertising giant Omnicom Group is merging with Publicis of France. U.S. pharmaceutical company Perrigo is buying the Irish biotech firm Elan, and the Canadian retailer Hudson's Bay Company is buying Saks. The biggest shopping mall operator in the nation is coming off a stellar quarter. Simon Property Group's profit jumped 58% and topped Wall Street estimates. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
I need to protect my company's email.
Do you want an email security solution that's hard to install?
No.
You good with paying a fee for every user?
No.
How about a little extra for outbound email protection?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall, the world's best-selling business email security gateway with email encryption and data leak prevention included at no extra cost. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And always humans to answer your calls. Try the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
From the sea, I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. With bacteria becoming increasingly resistant to available antibiotics, scientists are searching the ocean for new ones. Recently, they've discovered a compound called anthracycline, which kills the dangerous strain of staph bacteria known as MRSA, as well as anthrax. Scripps Institution oceanographer William Fennickel explains.
What's important about this discovery is that this does not belong to any known class of antibiotics.
That means pathogens like MRSA haven't had the chance to evolve resistance to it yet. Anthracycline needs further testing before it can be used in humans, but its discovery highlights the untapped potential of sea life as a source of future medicines.
And these organisms represent an enormous resource when you consider the vastness of the ocean bottom.
I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
The BMW 3 Series is the only car to win Car and Driver's 10 Best 22 years in a row. As in, the 3 Series isn't one of a few to do this, it's one of one to do this. No other vehicle has ever done it in the history of Car and Driver. Not Audi, not Mercedes, never, ever, 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 ever. Come see why for yourself. The BMW 3 Series. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we're not sure what you get when you add a wide selection of car and truck batteries to free battery testing and professional installation while you wait. But we know what you don't get. Stuck. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we never want you to get stuck with a car that won't start. That's why we'll be glad to perform a free alternator and battery check for your vehicle. If your battery does need to be replaced, we can install a new one while you wait. No appointment necessary. And afterwards, we'll recycle the old one for you. Batteries Plus Bulbs is a great place to find headlights and brake lights. We also carry those hard-to-find bulbs used in map lights and dome lights. So next time you need a battery or bulb, don't get stuck going anywhere else. Come to Batteries Plus Bulbs and take advantage of our wide selection and helpful advice. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station now through August 31st to save $10 on select Duracell car and truck batteries after rebate. Located at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. College Station police have made arrests in two weekend reports of gunfire, and officers are looking for a suspect in a third. Two of the arrests were for disorderly conduct by discharging a firearm. Friday night, in the parking lot of the Northgate restaurant Fuego's, officers say surveillance video shows 23-year-old Alfonso Marcel getting a handgun out of his car and firing one shot into the air. This was after an argument over strangers mocking Marcel's New York accent. Marcel, who was arrested inside the restaurant, is also accused of public intoxication. Saturday morning, police were on their way to a row of fourplexes in the University Acres development to a report of a verbal argument with neighbors when they learned of gunfire. 23-year-old Jeremy Orender is accused of firing three shots from his front porch, then throwing away the handgun, which officers found in the backyard. Also, authorities are looking for someone accused of shooting someone Friday night at the Southgate Village Apartments. No identities were released or the details of an altercation that resulted in the gunfire. The person who was hit was taken to the med, where they were treated and released for injuries not believed to be life-threatening. 85th District Court Judge J.D. Langley will step down once he finishes his term come December of 2014. Langley says he's enthusiastic about further opportunities for public service and says his options include taking a senior judge status and becoming a visiting judge or going into private law practices. But he's not limited to the judicial system.
One of my other loves is being a teacher. I teach at Blinn College and have for many, many years now, night classes, and just absolutely love doing that. And there, you know, there's a lot of other options.
Langley calls what will be 24 years of work as a judge once he finishes one of the things that makes you go home at night and feel good about what you've been able to do in a day. He says he's looking forward to seeing what turns up over the next 17 months. A report of suspicious activity in a College Station neighborhood resulted in two men being arrested for three vehicle burglaries. Near the corner of Klein and Oldenburg in Edelweiss Gardens, police found abandoned property, which was returned to the owners. That's after residents reported two men walking down the street attempting to open car doors. 20-year-old David Kaito of the Woodlands and 22-year-old Jordan Riddle of Conroe were arrested for burglary. Kaito was also arrested for drug possession. Union Pacific trains have been involved in three crashes this year in the Twin Cities. That's led the railroad to conduct a special law enforcement campaign this morning.
At the end of the day, we want everyone to go home to their families safely. And we don't know if it's just that people sometimes get distracted or complacent, but the fact of the matter is that we try to do what we can to keep the public safe, and this is one of those efforts.
The UP's Raquel Espinosa says patrol officers will be on train engines on the tracks along Welburn between F&B and Rock Prairie Road. Delays are expected for motorists today using George Bush Drive along the A&M campus. That's because a tree is coming down, forcing one-lane traffic on George Bush between Timber and Dexter. Southwest Parkway and Holloman Drive are suggested as alternate routes. The advisory begins this morning at 8:30 and is expected to be finished by 1:30. This year's top 10 cities list from Kiplinger's magazine focused on metropolitan areas with a population of less than 1 million. Number three is Bryan College Station. Editor Mark Woino says their formula included access to health care.
For example, Bryan College Station is showing an expansion now of bike and hiking paths within the city, which is quite impressive.
Kiplinger's used a Canadian think tank to crunch data collected on more than 300 locations to come up with the top 10. More details are online at WTAW.com. The second special session of the state legislation ends tomorrow. Today, final votes are expected on a proposed constitutional amendment for more highway funding. Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station says getting 100 votes in the House is easier said than done.
I don't know if we ever had 120 20 people in the house. It's summertime. People are on vacation. People are trying to get in their district and see what's going on. So gathering the troops on a Monday afternoon, we're going to have to start working hard over the weekend.
Entering the weekend, leaders in the House and Senate say there was support to send to voters for approval a plan to keep a minimum amount in the rainy day fund while spending almost $850 million on non-toll roads and bridges. And there's no more free parking along the Galveston seawall. Police Chief Henry Pareto says the money will go towards maintenance.
It'll pay for restrooms, showers, lighting, beautification, shrubbery, all those things that help make a tranquil place, a nice place, even better.
You can pay $25 a year, $8 a day, or $1 an hour, but you'll have to pay online. There are no parking meters. WTW News Time is 8:36. It's 79 degrees. We'll have more news today at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you own a business, we know that obtaining the right insurance can be a difficult task. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we have many years of experience helping businesses find the right coverage. Whether your business is a professional office, a biotech startup, or a large manufacturing plant, our team at W.E. Gibson is confident that we can help you find the best coverage at a competitive premium to meet your bottom line. We are a trusted choice independent agency, and you are just one call away in discovering that we are the best choice for personal and professional expertise when it comes to your business insurance needs. Call me today at 694-1555, or better yet, stop by our new College Station office at the corner of Longmire and Deacon.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
Good morning, 8:37, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Time for some weather. Brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
Through today, mostly sunny skies and rather hot with high temperatures near 100 during this afternoon. A bit breezy as well. We'll have generally clear skies through tonight. Low temperature by morning, 75 to 79 degrees. More sunny hot weather during the day Tuesday, a bit breezy with a high near 100. We'll drop to 74 to 78 at night, and again close to 100 with lots of sunshine during Wednesday. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So washing your car with dishwashing detergent, probably not a great idea. It's designed to remove everything from the surface and can strip your polymers and protectants from your car's paint. So go ahead and just use steel wool, okay? Now, go with cleaners that are designed for washing cars. And if you think diapers, T-shirts, or flannel make a good cleaning cloth, you could do better. Yeah, you could, but you know what? Those things are free, okay? I mean, we're in radio. We get T-shirts, okay?
Yeah, that's some expensive chamois.
Yeah. We don't get flannel for anything, and, you know, there's
it's
no
Texas.
Reason. Yeah. No reason for us to
have
cloth
some flannel.
Diapers, do you? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not going to use it to wash a car, are you?
No.
Didn't think so.
I don't ever wash my car.
Fabric with a really smooth surface could actually be scratching your car. Go with microfiber towels. The deep pile and texture picks up the bad stuff instead of grinding it in.
Huh.
Yeah, okay, fine. Just take it to the car wash.
To the car wash.
Yeah, okay. Just do that. Freak accident in Hannibal, Missouri last week where the skydiver parachuting in for the baseball game
clobbered the second baseman.
Man.
Oh, no.
Yeah, really. While landing, the skydiver's foot accidentally struck Mattingly Romanen in the face.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Went ahead and played that summer league game.
Yes, he did.
And he said he has headaches, got worse that night. After seeing a doctor, turns out he suffered a concussion. This is the end of his season. He will recover and be able to play next year. Anyway, ironically, the players had been told not to move because they could hit the skydiver. Well, guess what? Other way around.
Oops.
Yeah, there you go. So good fences make good neighbors. A 37-year-old man in Peterborough, Ontario, charged with deliberately hitting golf balls into his neighbor's backyard. Police say the guy has done before. He's at it again, officer. They warned him about it. In this most recent case, One of the golf balls damaged a piece of patio furniture. Residents say they had to take shelter inside out of fear for their safety.
Why did he become such a jerk?
Not sure, and apparently, again, done it more than once.
He must be rich, because golf balls are expensive.
They are, and speaking of rich, no winner on Saturday night for the Powerball. Wednesday's drawing will be $235 million.
That's a lot of golf balls.
It is, $136.5 million is the cash value. Never mind, it's played in 44 states, and your chances of winning are 1 in $175.2 million. Can't win if you don't play.
But you can always, you know, win some French fries if you go to that Monopoly game.
Could do that. Now, by the way, just in case you have some friends who are just fresh out of college, trying to make their mark in the real world, here's some interesting observations. The number of college graduates currently working as astronomers, physicists, chemists, mathematicians, or web designers, 216,000. The college graduates working as waiters and bartenders, 216,000.
I'm surprised there's that much call for astronomers.
Well, I am too. I am too. That's probably right. But, you know, what they did is they had to put together enough people that they would come up with that
right
216,000, and they did. So, let's see what else. Number of the 30 occupations with the largest projected job growth over the next decade that require a college degree. In other words, they found the 30 occupations with the largest projected job growth over the next decade that require a college degree.
Let me guess, math, science, engineering, and technology.
Well, there were four. They didn't say what they were, but four, which, you know, might work. Percentage of students from families making more than $100,000 annually who attended a community college last year, 22%. Now, again, sometimes that community college is an on-ramp to a major college, but nonetheless, a little bit unusual. Hey, so I guess you saw that on, was it Friday that George Mitchell died? Or certainly over the weekend. 94 years old. And, you know, he graduated valedictorian of his class at Texas A&M and went on to start Mitchell Energy and Development. He basically created the Woodlands. I mean, it was his idea to come up with the Woodlands.
Yeah, the Mitchell Pavilion where you go see concerts.
Oh.
That's the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion,
yep,
which is named for his wife. Now, what's interesting is his wife was a twin, and George dated the other one first.
Oh.
But ended up marrying the second one.
Hmm. And maybe he was confused when he started
Could
dating.
Well be. You never know. Of course, he rebuilt Galveston, pretty much. You know, if you waited on the federal government, it would have taken forever, but he loved Galveston, lived in Galveston. He died in Galveston. And after the hurricanes had come through, he just started rebuilding Galveston. He just had his company go out and start rebuilding Galveston. So as a result, I mean, they were up and running much faster. Basically, the father of fracking, I mean, what we do now.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he came up with it.
No kidding.
Yep. He sold his company to Devon Energy for $3 billion.
Whew.
And the other thing is, he became friends with Stephen Hawking. And in fact, Stephen Hawking, of course, visited the A&M campus two times, which is pretty cool. And I think a lot of that had to do with what George Mitchell did, because they were friends. But he has, I don't recall off the top of my head the name of the project that he has sunk tens of millions of dollars in that will allow us to see well into the universe. So not only was he a man of the earth, he was a man of the stars too. And again, he was 94 years old when he passed away. George Mitchell and loved A&M, just loved A&M. Did a lot, donated a ton of money here, but left his mark really in the world of science and industry.
Best food delivery, best sandwich shop, best bakery, best cookies. For 10 years in a row, Blue Baker has been voted best in the Brazos Valley. Visit our Dominic Drive or University Drive Bakery Cafe and try our award-winning sandwiches, our pastries, stone oven pizza, and of course, our artisan baked bread. Don't have time to dine in? Delivery and pickup are available. Call 696-5055 and be sure to visit BlueBaker.com to discover today's bakery special.
There's more than just ice cream in a carton of Bluebell. Picnics and birthdays and welcome home signs. Over 100 years of fond childhood memories.
clear country mornings and the summer sunrise. One day stand you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Ask any cow what her favorite Bluebell snack bar is, and you'll get the same answer. Moo. Why not? Classic Moo bars are 12 packs of rich, decadent chocolate dipped frozen vanilla treats. Any other questions?
One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Look for Bluebell frozen snacks at all Harlan stores and Franklin Supermarket in Franklin.
8:45. Was that the perfect commercial break or what? Blue Baker cookies and then Bluebell ice cream. See? I mean, could it get much better than that?
Is it a blue moon?
No, it's not. But you could have a blue moon to go along with that, too.
No, I don't know if I want beer and ice cream.
Yeah, well, yeah, it all depends. Retired Colonel George Bud Day, Medal of Honor recipient, who spent 5.5 years as a POW in Vietnam with Arizona Senator John McCain, passed away at the age of 88. He received the Medal of Honor for escaping his captors for 10 days after the aircraft he was piloting was shot down over North Vietnam. In all, he earned more than 70 medals during his service in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. Again, he was 88 years old. So, let me see, the top 10. So, Wolverine was the number one movie over the weekend.
Yeah?
And he's decided that, what's that guy's name?
Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Jackman says, yeah, I want to keep making those movies. Well, of course he does. I mean, he looks at that, how much money does Downey make doing that same thing over and over again?
He's a pretty cool guy.
Is he? I don't know him.
I don't know him either, but it just seems like a cool guy.
He's very talented.
I still remember at the whatever award show it was when that woman fell over and he caught her as she fell off the stage.
Yeah, but again, he's a very, very talented feller, that's for sure. You got to wait, okay? I got to reach over there and turn around. No. So, Wolverine was the number one movie for the weekend. A year ago this week, the number one movie was The Dark Knight Rises.
Hmm.
5 years ago, the number one movie was The Dark Knight. How do you like that? 10 years ago, the number one movie was Spy Kids 3D, Game Over.
Don't laugh, I've seen it.
I haven't.
Sorry.
Now, I did see the number one movie 20 years ago this week, which was Line of Fire, which was Clint Eastwood as a Secret Service agent. So, anyway.
That was an interesting movie.
It was an interesting movie. John Malkovich, was he?
Malkovich was in that.
Yeah, that's
he was the psycho killer.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway,
typecasting.
So now, how many people do you know who don't have a landline? Let's see. How many people do you know who are over 40 who don't have a landline? Because I mean, most people who are obviously people who are 20 don't have landlines. You know, that's for sure.
I don't.
Don't have one. Okay, well, I'm just saying there's one. Okay. But, you know, there's some people who want to hold on to them, and if you ask them, maybe they can't exactly tell you why. The funny thing is, though, that, you know, there are people who have them and don't use them. I mean, they may not plug them in. One of the things that Mr. Downs and I have had a discussion about before is that if you are not using phone that is provided by the cable, because it might be impacted by the cable, then again, it might not. If you just have a cheap plug-in phone rather than that fancy one that has the answering machine tied to it and all those other things that need electricity, then during a power failure, you can use that phone. So you go get a phone for $8 or whatever they cost, and then you can plug it in and actually use it if you have the house wired.
I've heard that landlines were better for situations like a crisis or hurricane or zombies.
They recommend if you can get an old rotary phone.
Zombies. Yeah.
That's what you have during hurricanes and everything else, because those will work when nothing else
works. Yeah, they will. And you know, then you've also got the 911 locating.
And you look so fashionable.
Of course you do. Right. You can do that. Of course, the thing is you have to teach your children how to use a dialing phone. Yeah. Yeah, you
I don't
do.
Know, it's pretty... I don't remember being taught how to use a phone
well,
like
I'm
that.
Well, I'm just saying, though, that sometimes... You know, they don't know, especially if all they've ever known is push button.
All you have to do is make them watch a couple episodes of The Three Stooges, and they've got
it. Ah, well, of course. That's you do that, and of course, so much better if you do that.
Well, I know a friend of mine, they were at a lake house, and the son didn't know how to use the rotary phone.
Yeah, see?
Sit there staring at it, going,
So.
The local news of the week. At midnight Saturday, the telephones in this city will be changed to dial service, and all telephone numbers will be changed.
Yep.
Late this week, new directories will be delivered. Mm-hmm. Here are a few important suggestions for the use of your dial telephone. Before calling any number, first secure the number from your new directory.
The new directory.
Then remove the receiver and listen for the dial tone. It sounds like this.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That tone indicates everything is ready for your call.
Uh-huh.
With the receiver off the hook, dial the desired number.
Yeah.
For example, suppose you want to dial 23650.
Okay.
Dial each numeral in this manner, pulling the dial around to the finger stop each time. Be sure to allow the dial to freely return to its normal position.
No, I would force
and
it. No,
I would too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello? Pick it up! Pick it up!
If the line is busy, you'll hear this busy signal.
Okay. Got that.
Until Saturday midnight, please use your present directory and make your calls in the usual manner.
Okay, we will. Hello?
It's only fair that kids have to show us how to use our smartphones, so...
That's true. That's exactly right. Things have changed. We just swapped positions. There was a time we needed to do that. So, there you go. Well-heeled parents in New York City can now pay $400 an hour to teach their preschoolers how to play, or more specifically, how to play nicely with
others. Don't you do it.
New York Post story says child's play is deadly serious for parents because the toddlers will be judged on their skills when they play, to, you know, and get ready to go to the top-end schools. They want kids who, you know, can interact.
Oh, no, sir.
The looming reality has led to the existence of firms with names like Aristotle Circus, whose consultants observe four-year-olds in small groups and monitor how the kids share crayons, color, follow directions, and Simon Says, and hold a pencil. That's why today's children arguably need some intervention while previous generations managed somehow to play without a coach. The article blames the overscheduled culture. These children have five classes a week and things like foreign language and violin, and they don't know the simplest thing, how to be at ease and play spontaneously with another child. That's pretty sad.
Here's a ball. Go outside.
Yeah, really. Here's a box. Go make a fort.
Yeah.
Any of those things. It's okay to sweat. It's really all right. You can go outside and get dirty. Any of those things can happen.
I played balloon volleyball with my kid.
I don't know what that is.
It's just volleyball with balloons. You had the balloons around the house, and smack them back and forth at each other.
Comes down kind of slower.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, that's it. That's it. Now you're doing a smackdown on your kid with the balloon volleyball.
Yes, I did.
Okay. You undefeated?
No.
No.
I threw a couple.
Okay. Health-conscious.
Am I undefeated? That was rude.
Thank you. Health-conscious Dubai has launched a Your Weight in Gold campaign, offering to pay overweight residents a gram of gold worth $42 for every 2.2 pounds he or she sheds between an initial weigh-in and August the 16th. But again, they got the money for it.
Speaking of Dubai, have you seen what one of the big problems they're having?
Lord, no.
What?
English,
mo money, mo problems?
No, yeah. It's the other way. English investors made a mint in Dubai when it was exploding. And then when the retraction happened, so they've got these multi-million dollar they're not even supercars, they're hypercars.
Okay.
That are just sitting in garages because the people walked away from them.
Oh, really? And so they're going to be repoed? Is that it?
I found a half dozen pictures of F40 Ferrari, Bugatti Veyron sitting in these parking garages covered with dust.
Well, wow.
Aren't there people who'd come and buy them for whatever?
One would think, but I think because it's, you know, in limbo between they've lost the title to the car and hasn't been repossessed or whatever, they're just sitting there.
So they can't be sure that they'd get clear title.
Right.
Well, okay.
And I don't think I want to be plowing down the road in a Bugatti or a Ferrari or the Porsche or whatever and go, oh, they told me it was mine.
Yeah.
I didn't steal it.
Yeah, well, of course, that's the other thing. I mean, you get one of those and, you know, like a, you know, an oil change costs $1,900.
Yeah.
You know, just because you can afford one doesn't mean you can afford to keep one, too.
November, Reed Arena, Texas A&M basketball tips off.
The Aggies embark on their second SEC campaign.
Here it goes.
Got it! The men host Alabama, LSU, Arkansas, and Tennessee, plus more. The women will bring in Tennessee, Georgia, and Kentucky, among others.
Pulls up. Jumper is for Alabama.
It's affordable family entertainment. With season tickets for the men and women starting at just $100. Texas A&M Basketball, returning soon to Reed Arena.
It's the most fun.
Make summer's best memories at Schlitterbahn Water Park. Experience endless rivers, thrilling water slides, surfing waves, and uphill water coasters. Plus, splash with the little ones in specially designed play pools. Family-owned and operated, Schlitterbahn Water Park lets you bring a picnic and park for free. Buy your tickets today at schlitterbahn.com.
We're going to Schlitterbahn.
If you're looking for the best in zero-turn riding mowers, see the best the Brazos Valley has to offer at Kairos Truck Center. This is David Hogan with Kairos Truck Center reminding you of our great prices and financing on all our state-of-the-art riding mowers, including Ferris, Cub Cadet, and Hustler. Kairos Truck Center will make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass. Call 778-7481 or come by and see us at Kairos Truck Center for your zero-turn rider today.
Good morning, about 4 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Of course, you know, you're talking about those expensive cars. You may have to know how to drive a stick to be able to use them.
Yeah.
And driving with a stick shift seems to be a bit intimidating, but a young engineer at Ford hopes to change that. According to Wired News, Zach Nelson, using a 3D printer, a tablet computer, and an Xbox 360 controller to design a vibrating shifter. Nelson was able to gather information on a Mustang's engine speed, acceleration position, and other details, and then use that data to design something simpler to use. The result is a shifter that can be programmed to vibrate at helpful moments, like the moment when shifting to another gear will ensure top fuel efficiency.
Oh, no, that's cool.
It is, you know, from that standpoint. But again, push the gear, push the clutch in and push it up. You know, you really can do that. Okay, here we go. Look at this. Guess who showed up for the weekend Star Wars convention in Germany over the weekend?
Who?
It was Mark Hamill.
Oh.
Carrie. Whoa. Fisher. Peter Mayhew. Anthony Daniels. Warwick Davis, who was an Ewok. Jeremy Bullock, who was Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
Okay. All showed up for the 30th anniversary of Return of the Jedi, which was released in 1983.
Sehr gut, ja.
Yeah, that's kind of unusual because you never see so many stars gathered at one place. Harrison Ford, who is now 71, did not show up, but apparently he will be back in Star Wars Episode 7.
That's because he's still acting.
Oh, is that it? Yeah. Okay, he's wearing knee braces, but he'll do that. Meanwhile, John Williams will be scoring the next Star Wars movie.
John Williams.
And while we're at it, word is that William Shatner will be on hand this weekend for Shore Leave Sci-Fi Convention in Baltimore.
Hey.
Told Baltimore Sun, there are some wonderful fans out there, large numbers of them. I'm very grateful. I realize I was ignoring a large segment of the population. They were the people I should pay the most attention to, people who go to conventions or participate in the ritual. And he added that the attention is very flattering and it never gets old. Of course, neither does the money that they pay him. So that's part of the deal, too. So good for them.
Good old William Shatner.
Well, they phased him out of Priceline for a while, so he's got to recoup.
Yeah, that's it. He needs. You know, I forget we talked about that once. He made like $26 million off of that deal. $26 million, which is, you know, not too bad. Oh, let's see what else. Okay, so did you like Sharknado? If that's the case, then you'll probably love the Sci-Fi Channel's new original movie called Shark Ghost. Debuts on August the 22nd. That's right. Although it bears repeating for fans, the shark tooth fish that the Discovery Channel's annual Shark Week will begin this Sunday, August the 4th. Shark Week is considered the longest-running program event on cable. This is the 26th year. And for fans who live in Silver Spring, Maryland, or just visiting, there's always the possibility that Chompy the Giant Shark will be coming out of the Discovery Channel headquarters building to mark the annual celebration. Chompy?
I've watched it every year.
Okay. Meanwhile,
he's like the groundhog.
I am that dork.
Okay. Meanwhile, the Summer Television Critics Association press tour in Hollywood on Friday. They're putting together an updated version of Rosemary's Baby.
Oh.
They'll move it from New York to Paris. No casting news yet. Of course, Mia Farrow was in the original. They're going to do a remake of Tommyknockers. That's a Stephen King ABC miniseries.
I never saw that one.
I don't think I did either. I was off Stephen King at that point. He was just, I wasted too much of my life reading his books and decided there were other things, other authors I could read besides him that would probably be just as entertaining. Okay, on this date in history, in 1914, transcontinental telephone service began with the first telephone conversation between New York and San Francisco. 1914. Of course, the Pony Express was long dead, but, you know, that's pretty amazing. Think about being able to do that.
It's a long wire.
1981, Prince Charles married Lady Diana Spencer. We all watched that, didn't we? And in 2003, the Boston Red Sox batter Bill Mueller became the first player in Major League history to hit a grand slam from both sides of the plate in a single game. He did it against the Texas Rangers! Hey!
All right, you be nice.
9 o'clock, WTAW College Station.
Fox News Radio.